KQRS AM FM stereo from Golden Valley. 48 degrees, drizzle is falling, cloudy skies. Waits, music by the band on KQ. Back to a two-record album called The Red Ball, featuring several different artists, groups. Next is Fleetwood Mac.
YES can help. With legal problems like providing a cool lawyer for someone who just got busted. With medical problems like referral to a confidential medical clinic for VD and pregnancy tests. With drug information or referrals to hip confidential professional counselors. All this and much more every day from 12 noon till 4 in the morning. Just by calling 338-7588. YES cares.
KQ cares.
Around the Roses, Pentangle from Basket of Lights, Jethro Tull next. Jethro Tull, Nothing Is Easy, Small Faces next. After 4 o'clock in the morning, the weather just came in, and I'm out of breath. It's time for a look at news. KQRS, AM FM stereo, Golden Valley. Violence this morning at Jackson State College in Jackson, Mississippi, has left two persons dead and several others injured. Detective Chief M.B. Pierce has told UPI that the deaths occurred during a violent demonstration by students from the predominantly black college. He says both those killed were Negroes. Pierce says the deaths occurred when police and state troopers were fired on by snipers and the lawmen returned the fire. About 500 National Guard troops have moved into the area. They had been on alert since a rock-throwing demonstration by Jackson State students Wednesday night. Authorities say a crowd began gathering at the campus shortly before midnight and a dump truck was set afire. Police and highway patrolmen trying to halt the disturbance were reportedly met by a hail of rocks, bottles, and bricks. The Jackson State campus is near the downtown area of the Mississippi Capitol. The incident is the second violent outbreak in the South this week, which has resulted in blacks dead. Six Negroes were killed and 60 other persons injured Monday night in Augusta, Georgia. The president of Ohio University in Athens says as of right now, the 20,000 student university is closed. It won't reopen until summer school time. The action follows a calling out of about 1,500 National Guardsmen, the first time the Ohio Guard has been used in campus trouble since the Kent State shootings. They were ordered into Athens after police using pepper gas dispersed a large crowd of window-smashing students. At the University of Maryland, 800 more guardsmen moved onto the campus. They joined 500 guardsmen and state police already there. The troops had been engaged in a running battle with about 1,500 students. Guardsmen and police were unable to disperse the crowd who had blocked U.S. Highway 1 running through the campus. This is the fourth time in 2 weeks the highway was closed, the third time in 2 weeks officials used gas on demonstrators. There was trouble on a different sort of a different sort at Lansing. 10,000 were marching peacefully from Michigan State University to the state capitol. A car sped up to the marchers and plowed into them. One youth was dragged nearly a block, and all 10 marchers were hurt. Police credited parade marshals for avoiding trouble when the motorist was finally stopped. They surrounded the car, holding back the angry crowd by chanting peace until police arrived. Authorities said the man had been drinking. Charges are expected to be filed against him today. In the meantime, authorities are holding him in an undisclosed jail. The South Vietnamese tank column has pushed to within 25 miles of the Cambodian capital of Phnom Penh. So far, the drive to clear Highway 1 from Saigon has claimed the lives of 250 guerrillas. Yesterday, 51 communist soldiers were killed, the second straight day of fighting along the highway. South Vietnamese engineers have repaired a number of bridges on the highway, allowing truck convoys to move from Saigon to within 50 miles of the Cambodian capital. Defense Secretary Melvin Laird says he changed his mind about sending U.S. troops into Cambodia about 2 weeks before the move was made. He decided to support the Cambodian offensive after learning the communists had started a westward drive that he concluded was aimed at restoring Prince Sihanouk to power. Laird says the communist movement away from the area of the U.S. drive reduced the threat to American troops who might be involved. The chairman of the Republican National Committee has defended President Nixon's decision on Cambodia. Congressman Rogers Morton says the American people will come to realize that President Nixon's plan to enter Cambodia will lead to a quicker conclusion of the war. Speaking at a testimonial dinner in Milwaukee last night for retiring Wisconsin Governor Warren Knowles, Morton said when the Cambodian issue has finally ended, the American people will know the president made the proper decision. President Nixon received a rousing welcome at Homestead Air Force Base in Florida last night upon arriving for a weekend rest at his vacation home in Key Biscayne. Crowd of about 1,000, mostly servicemen and their families, were on hand to greet the president. Placards in the crowd read, "We love you, we dig Nixon," and "Nixon in 72. Mr. Nixon appeared overwhelmed by the cheering crowd. He signed autographs and shook hands. At his Key Biscayne home, he was even more touched by a homecoming celebration staged by some 200 neighbors and well-wishers who were permitted on the grounds for the first time. The president plans to spend the next few days studying the sharp downturn in the nation's economy. With him to confer on Vietnam and Cambodia was Dr. Henry Kissinger, his National Security Affairs Advisor. Chicago Mayor Richard J. Daley was asked yesterday to comment on the current Teamsters Union dispute with the trucking industry. Summing up the situation, Daley said, "What keeps people apart is their inability to get together." Weather: cloudy, light rain falling, barometer 30.02 and rising, humidity 93%, wind west at 9. Temperature is 47 degrees. 7 minutes after 4 for KQ News, I'm George Fisher.
Who cares if you're Jewish and your breath smells of garlic and your nose is a shiny red light? The living room light.
Music by the Kinks. When I turn out the living room lights, it's in mono. Flip the record over, do some more from the album called Big Red Ball. Warner Brothers, the big ball, I guess it is. Again, the Everly Brothers.
Ooh.
Buckley, Happy Time, from his album Blue Afternoon.
Put up a parking lot.
Joni Mitchell, Big Yellow Taxi.